What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. So, I wanted to fucking get into it again.
We're gonna call them maps. No. Minor attracted persons. No. So don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a 5-year-old.
Don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a 5-year-old. They put up an article on this story. Franklin High School teacher's lesson stirs up debate. What is there to debate? There's a reason why these people, when they become a sex offender, their pictures are posted on websites. They got to check in. These kids that go through this kind of trauma, they grow up and they end up doing it to other little kids. Pedophiles are sick people. They don't need compassion. They need to be locked up.
No, Keith. No. Don't call them that.
Now, I don't know about you.
Want to have sex with a fuck?
I don't know about you, but this is the reason why I think arming teachers is fucking stupid. You can't even get them to stick to the fucking lecture, the lesson. And here's the thing. What I've noticed about a lot of these female teachers is that they just go with the agenda. They don't question shit. They don't fucking stop and ask questions. Like, how is this going to affect... I don't know. Maybe there is a majority of teachers out there that are like, hey, how is this going to affect the students' habits when they grow up? Because I remember a lot of the teachers that... when I went to those parent-teacher conferences and stuff like that... No, not parent-teacher. What is it? It's kind of like a city council, but for the district. So basically all the parents would get together and talk to the school district and get involved with the lesson plan and vote yes or no against certain plans that, you know, certain educational things. And a lot of the teachers would come in there and they would just say, like, immediately off the bat, like, look, we're bringing this to your attention because this is what's being discussed, you know, on an academic level, and we're passing this by you to make sure that, you know, we're teaching your kids what you want them to learn. And of course, it was always shit like this, right? And like I said before, when I walked in, they have both lessons plans for middle school and high school. And in the middle school, it was proposed as a theory. It's always proposed as a fucking theory, right? It's like the possibilities, if possible, you know, like those types of words were always used in the middle school books. And then when you look over to the high school books, it passes off as a review, but it uses point-of-fact language. In other words, all those possibility, the words possible, if, you know, maybe, all those words were eliminated. And it explored in a greater detail. And not a greater detail, it had just a little more sprinkled nuances into it. So now, not only is it coming off as point of fact, now they're giving you more detail about it. Homosexual relationships, courtships with same sexes. And it talks about, you know, exploring, you know, yourself. And in other words, like, That word, explore, like, or that phrase, exploring yourself, was another way of saying, like, touching yourself, right? And this is teachers teaching this shit. You know what my sex ed was? Point of fact, this is what happens when you have unprotected sex. This is what happens. These are the effects. A, B, and C. Dude, HIV fucking scared the shit out of all of us. The fact that it could still pass through the condom, you have a chance of fucking still contracting it, even with fucking unprotected sex, which is the reason why you needed to let your partners know, you know, like syphilis, when they told us that you can pass it on even through a handshake, which is the reason why you need to wash your hands at all fucking times. Don't share drinks because you don't know if it's been drugged, spiked, or whatever. And you can also get syphilis and herpes through that. Dude, the entire school was like on germophobic lockdown. And I remember the older kids used to come and tell us. They used to school us up on that game. I remember one time I let my buddy take a sip out of my soda. And then another buddy goes, hey. Like one of our older classmates. He bumped in. He's like, hey, you better waterfall that shit. Don't be fucking putting your lips on somebody else's drink. What the fuck's wrong with you? So we would birdie everything we would do. When we would share chips, we would pour it into each other's hands. Or we would get a container, you know? Because we were that germophobic. And now I just see this shit everywhere. Kids dressing up fucking with like colored hair. Fucking girls holding hands, just skipping down the road. And dude, it's almost like they do that shit intentionally. Like when I'm fucking working, right in the middle of reading a meter, you know, I'm like getting into the ground and fucking pulling out cobwebs and I'm digging up dirt and I'm trying to like fucking read this shit. You know, this rusty ass fucking lens. I'm trying to fucking, you know, lean into it, and then I go into my truck. Pull out a book that shows basically what style of meter that is, so you can kind of like figure out more or less, you know, where, you know, what that meter could be reading. I'm digging out all this shit, and I just fucking see these two girls, you know, they're walking towards me, and they're not holding hands. And then all of a sudden I just reach in and I notice that my big ass head is in the way, so I need to look up in order to get most of my, you know, most of my body out of, or most of my, you know, my upper torso out of the way. So I look up so they can reach in further, and dude, they immediately start holding hands. And they immediately start talking about sex as they're walking by. You know, what they're gonna do to each other. That is learned behavior. Because when I was around adults as a young kid, I never did that shit. You know what I did? What I was taught. Always stay on the masculine side of the road. For those of you who don't know what that is, you always stay on the side of traffic. Because what you're promoting is that she's basically available. She's for sale. Well, in Mexico, you know, my family's very fucking extremely conservative when it comes to those little things. They take a lot of like the Mexican culture and they fucking adopt that. A woman could easily be swooped up because she's closest to the street. So you want to stay on the masculine, on the road, you know, where the cars travel, on the masculine side of the street. And if you want people to know that she's yours, you hold her hand at all times. You don't let your girl talk to any other guy. You step up and you, like, when a guy approaches your girl and immediately starts asking her a question, that means he doesn't respect you. That's the shit I learned. You always approach the man first and you ask him the question before, and you ask permission to speak to her through the man. And if they're friends, you ask like, hey, is that your girl? Oh, okay. Yes or no? If yes, then you fucking ask him the question, like, hey, would it be okay if I can get her opinion? If no, then, dude, she's free game. Regardless if he has a crush on her or not, it's free fucking game. But that's what I learned when at a young fucking age. So what these kids are fucking learning is you need to fucking go out there and show the entire fucking world who you are. You need to show the entire fucking planet, you know, the planet, your pride. You this is why I think fucking arming teachers is so fucking stupid. Because people like that, educators like that, are going to put your kids in harm's fucking way. Because they're only going to be thinking about themselves. They're not there to... they're not designed... teachers aren't fucking designed to do, you know, combat style shit. That's why they picked the job that they picked. It's kind of like in the military, right? It's like the reversal. You go into the military knowing what you're going to get into. Because you're tough, because in your mind you're tough enough to deal with that. And then they school you up on game. They train you, they do all this other shit. And once you graduate, then you can go and do your fucking profession. Whatever it might be. Fucking welding, plumbing, carpentry, fucking radios, you know, mechanics, whatever. Whatever the hell the case may be, that is what you're going in for. Right? Now, here's the other thing. After that, you know, you go do your fucking job. Now, in the civilian world, it's the other way around. What you're asking from a civilian is, do your job, and then also do combat shit. And it doesn't work that way. Now, like I said, there's nuances to that. You know, there's veterans, there's people who served in law enforcement, you know, there's people that do shooting as a hobby. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. Those teachers do exist, but they're few and far in between because most fucking teachers are Democrat. I'll tell you that right off the bat. They still want to fucking feel like they're in the loop, like they're in the know. So they'll stay up to game with all this popular shit. Dude, trust me when I say this, a lot of them know the TV shows that are... A lot of them know the latest music, the latest TV shows, and all that shit. Not because the students told them about it, but because they're fucking that plugged into the network. We used to have a teacher where that's all she fucking knew was pop culture. The latest drama, the latest this, the latest that. And the moment that you bring up fucking Kim Kardashian and whoever the hell else, she would just immediately like, oh my god, I loved her dress, I loved this episode. Did you guys watch it last night? You know, back in my day, it was Breaking Bad, season 1, when I was in college. And this fucking teacher would not stop talking about Breaking Bad. She would get into, like, you know, remember those video essays that were, like, extremely popular of, like, movies? I don't know if they're still popular, but, like, they would break down a movie to a science. For example, my favorite movie of all fucking time... well, it's a few of them, but the one movie that I love and I can watch over and over again is Jacob's Ladder, which is what gave inspiration to Silent Hill. And this, you know, video essays were done on that movie time and time again. And this teacher would break down that movie to a fucking science. She knew that movie better than I did. You know, the psychological effects and like, what if he was just going through a psychotic breakdown because he was split into two worlds? What if he didn't die at the end? What if that was just him just losing his fucking mind? Like, all these metaphors and all these things and, like, this foreshadows that were done in the early stages of the fucking, you know, before he slipped into his civilian mindset, which was hell. Right? There was a bunch of foreshadow to that. And here's the thing. And then, you know, the lot of symbolism and stuff like that that hinted that he was, you know, he was in hell. Or he was in limbo, basically. You know, on the battle between heaven and hell. I heard it all from these teachers. And there's some teachers that just don't give a shit. They're not plugged into that. But believe me when I say this, none of them fucking want to take up the role of trying to, you know, hold a gun and protect themselves. I wouldn't say none, but close to none. They don't want that responsibility. They fear fucking guns. It's funny because they'll let a robber come in, steal their shit with a gun, and then they'll give them a pass. But the moment that you try to protect yourself with the same firearm that these fuckers are using to fucking rob, there's a problem. Because you don't know any better, but that robber does. Somehow or another, these criminals are able to get away with shit because they get into their psychological mind. They invest more time in the psychological mindset of the fucking thief than they do with the person trying to protect themselves. That's the type of mindset that I'm talking about. You want to arm that and put that in the classroom. They're going to sympathize with the shooter. They're going to hesitate. Point blank. How many fucking of these liberal cocksuckers do you hear that they're, oh yeah, dude, that's the culture in LA, is just to get robbed. If you haven't gotten robbed or stolen from in LA or having your car broken into or stolen, like, you're not living. Like fucking Seth Rogen. He used to be my favorite director until he pulled that shit. I used to think, like, why do conservatives give him so much shit until I heard him through his fucking own mouth, or however the fuck he laughs. Yeah, man, it's, I had my car broken into. It's like, dude, I hope you got my sweet-ass knife. That's just L.A. for you. That's the L.A. culture. But if it was a conservative that had to do it, rob his ass out of necessity, oh, there's a problem. Because you knew better. You're already in a position of having something. That's why I don't feel fucking bad, dude. When shit hits the fan, trust me when I say this, the first fucking houses that are going to be hit are all those liberal houses. One, they don't protect themselves. Two, they like to get bullied. And three, they're pushovers. And they're the ones that voted that shit in. So they're the first targets. There's not enough thugs and criminals to go around, dude. Think about it. How many fucking gangs do you know? I know of like maybe two or three out here. And each one of those has like, how about this? We'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say each one of those gangs has like about 100 men. And I know I'm overestimating. No, I am. Well overestimating. But there's more citizens and there's more guns. Like lawful abiding citizens with guns than there are criminals. So it'd be in their best interest not to fuck around. I can't tell you how many times I walk into a liquor store and I see just like sidearms everywhere and I'm like, oh, thank God. Like, I don't have a gun yet, but dude, thank God, I'm going to be safe. I'll be fucking careful. I feel so fucking safe knowing that there's a fucking... As soon as I see a guy with like a... He's wearing all black with a fucking upside down fucking American flag, I get a little worried. I won't lie, because I don't know what side he's on. His upside down flag, that shit can mean a lot of things nowadays. I understand it's a political statement, but what side is he on if he's wearing all black? I don't fucking know him. I don't trust him. But when I see another guy who's a fat ass farmer looking dude who's all tanned up and he's got a fucking, just a simple Glock, I'm like, oh, fuck, thank God, a redneck. Or when I see a dude who walks in and he's cut as fuck and he's got a tactical fucking speed, like a, what is it called? A race gun? I'm like, oh, thank God, dude. This guy's got training. Yeah, dude. And over here, everybody's got concealed carry. So I'm just like, fuck. If I don't see the gun, I don't feel safe. Like, what was it? The guy 7-Eleven. I carry my knife and he carries his gun. And dude, I always keep my fucking hand away from the fucking knife. Like, immediately just fucking like, hey man, what's up? He's like, hey. And he's always like looking at my, you know, dominant side hand. And I always keep that fucker on the counter. But yeah, dude, I don't fuck around like that out here. But those are the fucking roles that those people choose to take. They choose it. Out here, the teachers don't carry guns because a lot of them, like I said, they vote Democrat and they're fucking scared of them. That's why they pick the jobs they pick, because they think that it's a safe haven. It's a place of safety. There's a sign out front that says don't fucking trespass and you're not allowed to. And then there's faculty in the front. You know what they think? Literally? That if a gunman were to come in, that they're going to come in through the front door. How fucking absurd is that? It would be so easy to just jump the fence and go through the back. If you got to go through the front, there's too many obstacles. You got too many desks. You got too many doors. You got too many... Like, who the fuck wants to go through all that? They're just going to go through the side of the fucking building. Straight into the soft targets. And then just imagine a shooter coming straight in, pointing a gun at the sex ed teacher right in the middle of teaching this shit. They're not going to aim for the teacher. They're going to aim for the students. Because this teacher was always there to sympathize. Have you ever heard of teachers getting shot? Or is it the students that always get shot? I've only heard that 6-year-old who shot his teacher, like I said. What was it? That one Marine a long time ago, I think it was like 1996. He had just gotten out of fucking the Marine. He just gotten out of the Marine Corps. Got out of the fucking Marines. He was wearing his dress greens, and he was wearing a poncho, a black poncho. And he fucking gunned down those cops. Why did he go after the cops? And you can hear his motive. Remember that shooter in New Zealand? Crikey. I don't know what the fuck they say over there. Fucking starts doing a haka, starts beating the fucking shit out of himself. He's got his tongue sticking out as he's fucking blasting through motherfuckers. Any case, he fucking pulls up at a mosque and just starts unfucking loading. Why? Why was it the mosque that he targeted? Why did the fucking Twin Towers get fucking bombed first? Why wasn't it anything else? Why was it the Twin Towers? I'm leaving out the fucking Pentagon out of that. Because there's too much fucking sketchy shit that went on during that time. But they went after the Twin Towers. Why? Not only because it was the tallest buildings. It was easy to identify. You know, from the sky, I mean. My point is that they picked those fucking places for a reason. They picked their targets for a reason. There was a sense of animosity towards that individual or that person or that place. Does that make sense? So the teachers, in my judgment, are safe because they're the ones that fucking allow that shit to breed. They're the ones that are sympathizers towards all this shit. It's the classmates that end up getting shot. Classmates are the ones that are end up getting targeted. Why? Because those were the people that fucking targeted them. Those were the people that made fun of them. Those were the people that fucking humiliated them. They were the ones who allowed it to fucking happen and go on. That's the mindset of the fucking of the person who's doing the, you know, who's pulling the trigger. It's like that one song. Remember that song by Flyleaf? I forget what it's called. I think it's called Cassie. But the song basically goes, Cassie pulled the trigger. And the build up to that line is the gun, like basically the gunman puts the gun to her head and he says, "Do you believe in God?" Or what was it? Yeah, it was the Columbine shooting. Like the line, do you believe in God, was written on the bullet. And she pulled the trigger. Like, these people are fucking deranged. And they go after, and they go after the very people that fucking, that humiliated them. Same thing with that fucking gunman in New Zealand. The gunman in New Zealand went after them. Or, you know, it was a potential breeding ground for all that, you know, bullshit that's, you know, the terrorist attacks. And there was just, like, a lot of, like, there was, like, a lot of speculation that that mosque was sympathetic. You know what I mean? That mosque was sympathetic towards terrorism, and it was, like, a breeding ground. Terrorist activities. No matter how many times they did an investigation, they came up with nothing, and yet somehow or another terrorists just kept coming out of there. So the guy took it upon himself. He was like, fuck this, right in the middle of prayer, I'm gonna fucking unload on these cocksuckers. And he went to fucking town. Fucking motherfucker had British grenadiers playing in the background. Unfucking real. We also fucking had Initial D fucking play. Like Eurobeat music in the background. And then, what was it? The Pulse shooter? He went on a fucking shooting at the gay nightclub? Why? If they're so innocent, if they just want to live their life and do all this, then why are they being targeted? It's probably because they were fucking doing shit to him. He was in there, you know, fucking just being gay, and they were fucking with him. Or maybe his religion told him, like, hey, dude, this ain't right, and he fucking decided, like, you know what, I've got a battle between being gay and being straight and being humiliated by the potential of being humiliated by my people, and he picked his people. So he went after them. Never once did I ever hear a fucking, like a fucking guy just specifically targeting teachers. Every fucking shooting, what was it, the Virginia Tech shooting? Students. Fucking Elliot Rodger discriminately went out and just, like, went to all the popular spots where people were dating, and he just started shooting indiscriminately. What was it? The fucking BT killer? I can't remember. What was it? Bind, torture, whatever the fuck. The Zodiac killer? When he killed nothing but people that were dating. People that were, you know, on the side of the road. I'm telling you. They have a fucking motive. Or I think the only motherfucker that tripped me out was the LA sniper or some shit like that. He was going out just killing people indiscriminately, and he had his wife. Like, he had his wife in his sights, so it just made it seem like it would have been just another random fucking killing. Luckily, they caught his ass. Then he tried to blame it on Halo. Oh, he had an Xbox, so he had, like, plenty of time to be practicing. You know, he used Xbox as his training simulator. Kind of left out the part where he served in the military. But these shooters, they're always going after the people that fucked with them. I never hear a fucking guy going like specifically for the teachers. And dude, trust me, these teachers get together. They have meetings, they have parties, they have all this shit. And they make it fucking public. They make it known that they're all going to get together and fucking party together, and, you know, it's not hard. It's not hard to fucking track these motherfuckers down. They're little social bunnies. So how come I never hear about, you know, an entire house full of fucking teachers that were all fucking throwing a party? And by the way, I've gone to these teacher parties where the students were invited, and dude, I've seen some shit. You know, my the girl that I was dating at the time invited me, and it was only honor students allowed only. But luckily, because I was her boyfriend and she was well loved by her teachers, I was invited. I was the popular kid at that school at that time. So it was like the popular kid and the most loved student, and we were allowed in. And I've seen some shit where like teachers were fucking hooking up with, you know, with the students that were about to graduate. I've seen like girls trying to hook up with, you know, their older fucking teachers and shit, getting drunk. So trust me. Or how about this? What was it? One of the guys was running for treasury out in Orange County. One of the guys was running for treasury out in Orange County and invited, like, you know, kids from a specific school and teachers from a specific school. And, you know, there was kids getting drunk and there was teachers getting drunk and city council getting drunk. Fucking people were hooking up everywhere. You know, fucking all ages. Some fucking crazy shit. How come nobody targets that? And dude, that party was like a block party. It was like literally the mayor fucking just did a 24-hour, like, alright, we're shutting this street down just to contain the fucking, you know, the popularity here. Like, literally, the party spilled out in the front yard, and then within hours, it spilled out into the street. You couldn't even fucking park. That's how packed it was. So, you know, they fucking shut everything down. But nobody targeted that area. Why? These people, like, where the fuck did all those people get the invitation? Through word of mouth, right? Or it's on social media. And yet somehow these shooters don't go do the, you know, their due diligence. They can do the due diligence of, like, mapping out all this other shit, but they don't stalk the teachers. Why? Because the teachers aren't the problem. You see, these teachers have an affection for their students. They grow to love them. That's what gives them their validation as their students, their favorites, right? So they're left alone. It's the students that get targeted, their fellow peers. Like, the way that I see the situation, remember that movie Full Metal Jacket? When, what's his name? Pyle? He's putting the fucking rounds in that M14. And then, what happens? He was going to go on a mass shooting and kill all of his, you know, his fellow bunkies. You know, all the people in his class. And then immediately, you know, the drill sergeant comes in. He's notified of the situation. He's the first motherfucker to get gunned down. Why? Because he was the father figure, basically. What was it? That Oedipal complex? Where, like, you end up committing patricide in, like, Greek mythology. Or in, I can't remember, it's like the Greek psychology is, like, you hate your father because he's in the middle of intervening with your mother. So, you end up kind of growing up to hate your father, in other words. And so, Pyle takes out all of his anger on his drill instructor. And the reason why he didn't continue fucking shooting was because Joker was there to stop him. Like, through the movie, you see Joker actually taking time to show him how to tie his shoes, you know, how to, you know, blouse his fucking shirt, how to make a bed. So it makes sense why Pyle didn't shoot Joker, because it's like, dude, he took the time to fucking teach you. Like, if Pyle would have killed him, it would have made no sense. The story would have been sour. You know? So Pyle ends up sparing Joker. Why? Because he was the teacher. Does that make sense? Like a movie described that so perfectly. He had love for him. He had care for him. He took pity on him. Because he was the teacher who took the time to show him. He was the only one who showed him empathy and compassion. And those who didn't show empathy and compassion to him, he unleashed his fucking anger and his rage. And that's why that shit happened. So I don't fear, you know, these teachers have too much love and abundance and care for their students. Otherwise they wouldn't be doing what they do. They love the idea that they're influencing the future, which is the reason why they're not supposed to carry a firearm. Imagine, what was it? I was playing Metal Gear Solid 5. And in the game, you have this scope reader. And the scope reader tells you the soldier's, it tells you the soldier's status, what they're good at, whether it be medicine, R&D, research and development, battle, you know, espionage, communications, it depends, intel gathering. It tells you everything about that soldier. But when you call one of the characters in the game, he gives you a bit of history. He calls Revolver Ocelot before he becomes, you know, the better villain in Metal Gear Solid. The game takes place during the time when the Russians invaded Iraq, or excuse me, Afghanistan. So they swapped out the Kurdish soldiers for the Russian soldiers. And Ocelot tells you why. Why the fuck did that happen? And he tells you the reason why they did that was because it's easier for a Russian soldier to pull a trigger on somebody who isn't their own. It's a simple and yet useful fucking tactic. Though macabre as it might be, it's just that easy. Like the UN, they'll never send in their own soldiers from that country. They'll send in a foreign army. Why? Because it's easier to disconnect. Imagine if they sent in, you know, United States American soldiers over here. Dude, it'd be so easy to fucking penetrate them and brainwash them into believing for, you know, for fighting for our cause. It would be hard for them to pull the trigger on their own American citizens. So they'll send in a foreign army, because it's easier that way. So does it make sense now why it's a stupid fucking idea to have a teacher who took the time to teach these students? Especially when every one of those mass shooters was a current or former student that used to go there. In the back of their head, I know that they're thinking that. And now everybody would argue, oh no, a shooter's a shooter. If you're taking life and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah. Easier said than done. I'm not saying that that's going to be the first dominating thought in the back of your head, but it is going to play a part. Because when shit hits the fan, when you're starting to throw blows, trust me when I say this, that person is not your friend anymore. Your fight or flight kicks in, and that is now your enemy. But when the adrenaline slows and everything calms the fuck down, the second thought that you're thought of is like, what the fuck do I do? After the adrenaline stops flooding in, what the fuck do I do now? And then fear starts to kick in. Uncertainty starts to kick in. You start to get scared because you have no idea what the fuck to do next. A skilled operator will immediately know, start looking for work. In that moment, run. I would just fucking run. Run and fight. Run, find a place for cover, and fight. Don't hide. Run. But I'm telling you, dude, it's a really dumb idea to arm these people. Especially when they're teaching this shit. Arming the very people that are trying to fucking brainwash your kids into believing that pedophiles are MAPS now. It's disgusting. Guard your heart.